Anarchism, What It Really Stands For, by Emma Goldman. Narrated by Mark Bowen. Anarchy. Ever reviled, accursed, ne'er understood, thou art the grisly terror of our age. Wreck of all order, cry the multitude, art thou, and war, and murder's endless rage. Oh, let them cry to them that ne'er have striven, the truth that lies behind a word defined. To them the word's right meaning was not given. They shall continue blind among the blind. But thou, O word, so clear, so strong, so pure, thou sayest all which I for goal have taken. I give thee, to the future, thine secure, when each at least unto himself shall waken. Comes it in sunshine? In the tempest's thrill? I cannot tell, but it the earth shall see. I am an anarchist, wherefore I will not rule, and also ruled I will not be. John Henry Mackey. The history of human growth and development is at the same time the history of the terrible struggle of every new idea heralding the approach of a brighter dawn. In its tenacious hold on tradition, the old has never hesitated to make use of the foulest and cruelest means to stay the advent of the new, in whatever form or period the latter may have asserted itself. Nor need we retrace our steps into the distant past to realize the enormity of opposition, difficulties, and hardships placed in the path of every progressive idea. The rack, the thumbscrew, and the knout are still with us. So are the convict's garb and the social wrath, all conspiring against the spirit that is serenely marching on. Anarchism could not hope to escape the fate of all other ideas of innovation. Indeed, as the most revolutionary and uncompromising innovator, anarchism must needs meet with the combined ignorance and venom of the world it aims to reconstruct. To deal even remotely.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?